Obviously, no suspension. Doesn't seem like anything's going to come down. Just what's your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm not surprised, to be honest. Player safety my ass. Like, this is literally a elbow to the face to a guy that didn't have the puck. I see him coming. I brace for a hit. It was a late hit. I never had the puck, and he flicks his elbow to my face, and they're not going to do anything about it. So now I got to take matters in my own hand next time this happens, and I get to swing my stick across his forehead, and I shouldn't get suspended then.
Matthew, is there one where would you like to see the Players Association actually? I know they represent everybody, but
yeah,
they're your advocate, right? As much as they are, say, the offending player. It seems like we only hear them speak out when they're maybe pushing back against something that's happened, not as a victim.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know what to say. I can't really protect myself there. If the league's not going to protect me, then I'm the smallest guy on the ice, so I can't really fight anybody. So the only thing I can do to defend myself is use my stick. So next guy that does that to me is going to get my fucking stick. And I better not get suspended for it.
I guess you get no explanation.
No.
Like from Chevy or anything. They don't tell.
No.
This isn't the first incident in recent weeks even where people were wondering why there wasn't a suspension. The Cassian Kachuk thing comes to mind as well. Is that an overall concern as a player that there's some inconsistency there?
Yeah, for sure. Especially after that hit that I just suffered. They're not going to do anything about it. I mean, that's clear-cut elbow to the face to a guy that didn't have the puck. Like, he's just taking on a smaller guy. Like, if I was a bigger guy, he probably doesn't do that because, you know, I can beat him up. So.
Just in terms of today, Matthew, talking to Luca, it was something they were talking about, trying to keep that idea of getting traffic to the net, pucks to the net. He said against Tampa Bay that's something that you guys really want to focus on, especially that offensive zone times. What kinds of things do you do to work on those things?
A lot of it is we worked on it the last few days, like our reload, so we always keep that guy in the slot. Net front, and we try to use our defensemen. That's game worked well for us, so it's a lot of it has to do with the way we reload. So you get on the forecheck, your F1, you got to make sure you're coming back, so that if that puck gets turned over, you'd be in that slot area already and ready to get a shot or something.
One more on Blake actually engaged for 10 and tried to, but he didn't want to go. What does that say, I guess, about him?
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's not even going to fight anybody, so he's going to throw his elbow around. He doesn't have to fight anybody, and the league's not going to do anything about it. So maybe now I should start running around with my elbows up and getting guys in the face, and then I don't have to answer and fight anybody, and I should be all right, right?